From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the confirmation hearings for UN Ambassador nominee John Bolton hit a bump. But first, our lead, Catholic cardinals in Rome, are meeting to choose a new pope. The man they elect will inherit many titles: Vicar of Jesus Christ, Supreme Pontiff, and less poetically, Bishop of Rome and Primate of Italy. Italy offers a good example of perhaps the new pope's greatest challenge, reversing a decades-long decline in church attendance. From Vatican City, Day to Day's Eric Weiner has a report.
Every Sunday morning, Italians wake to a dilemma. Should they attend Mass or head for one of their country's many cafes? Perhaps nowhere is that choice more stark than in this Rome piazza with a truly Italian-sounding name.
Trastevere.
Oh, that's great.
That's our interpreter, Livia Borghese. Here on the cobblestone streets, cappuccino and catechism compete head-to-head.
There's a church, small church, and right across the street from it is a cafe, and the cafe is a lot more crowded than the church. And here are two young Italians smoking cigarettes and huddling from the rain, and we're going to see how they feel about the conclave.
We don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. I follow the news about Pope, about conclave, but I'm just interested in, because it's an important historical event.
Gianni Paoli is wearing a black motorcycle jacket, his long wavy hair pulled back tight into a ponytail. Like most Italians, he was baptized and received a Catholic education, but now he says he never attends Sunday Mass. Switching to Italian, he explains why.
I think the rules cannot be the same today of what they were 50 years ago, because the rules, the social rules have changed, and the church should change with them.
That's a sentiment expressed by many Italians, and for that matter, many Europeans. Fewer than half of Italy's Catholics attend Sunday Mass regularly. In Spain, the figure is 30%. In France, only 12%. Many Europeans say they want a more liberal pope and a more modern church. The cafe is packed with people sipping espresso and gesticulating in that uniquely Italian way. Andriano Vivona, an advertising executive, says that he's been untouched by the wave of emotion that swept through Italy and other Catholic countries since the death of Pope John Paul II more than 2 weeks ago.
People were calling me from outside, asking me, "Ah, you are in Rome and you haven't gone to St. Peter's." And I simply said, "No, I don't. Why should I?"
Not more than a 15-minute cab ride away, the scene is very different. This is St. John's Lateran, the Pope's parish. It looks and feels like a miniature version of St. Peter's Basilica, complete with ornate gold engravings on the ceiling. It's a huge church, but at least half the seats are empty. Among those attending this Mass are three young women from Venice. It's young Catholics like them that Pope John Paul II reached out to during his 26-year pontificate. He seems to have succeeded, at least with these three. They say they attend church every Sunday and are following the conclave closely. Giulia Casalatto is a 20-year-old college student.
Yes, I will watch television, but when they will create the new pope, I won't know him, so I will need time to see what he does. But I have the feeling that it's a historical moment.
Across the street at another holy site, the Sanctum Sanctorum, we find Antonio Martini. He's that rarest of Italians, someone who attends church every day. He says he's not worried about the future of the Catholic Church.
Non più di tanto, perché ognuno...
Not really, because everyone has to follow his thoughts, his minds. So if someone is aligned, he does the right things. If someone is not aligned, well, tant pis pour lui, bad luck for him.
Like nearly all Italians we spoke with, Martini says he doesn't care if the next pope is from Italy or another country. Across the street, a lone saxophonist plays for passersby. The music hangs in the air, competing with, and sometimes drowning out, the church bells.